Hello and welcome to Pack It Up, Pack It In, a weekly podcast about a couple who have ditched London city life for a one-way ticket to Mexico. We have a very loose itinerary, so every week we'll be updating you on where we've ended up, what we've eaten, who we've met, and our general booms and glooms along the way. Without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to episode 16 of Pack It Up, Pack It In. After a week's hiatus, we are back, baby, and we've got some great stories to tell you.
We do indeed. Good morning, Imadine. How are you doing?
I'm a little bit tired. It is 7:20 a.m, but we had a few messages to say, where the hell is this podcast? Which is nice to hear. We've got some avid fans.
We have got avid fans. But the reason why we had the week's hiatus is we've actually had a holiday within a holiday. So we've spent the last 2 weeks on a small island called San Andres, which is it's Colombian territory, but it's actually near Nicaragua. And because we've been living on an island, we haven't done as much apart from enjoy ourselves. So we thought it was better to give ourselves a little week's hiatus to get a little bit more content for you guys. And it's fair to say that I think we have, haven't we?
I think so, but in retrospect, we probably should have given the heads up.
Yeah, maybe.
We were going with the flow a bit too much, but you know, when you're on an island, you become an islander. And let me tell you, these people live differently. They've unlocked something. And all I can say is, I hope to spend my last years on a Caribbean island.
I was going to say, from your experience in the last 2 weeks, would you want to live on an island?
Absolutely. People are so sound. It's hot. Pina colada is acceptable at any hour of the day. I would 100% live on an island. What about yourself?
I can see the attraction, but I think just for me, need a little bit more hustle and bustle. So I don't think I could live full time, maybe half time.
Yeah, to be fair, you didn't really chill on the beach as such. Ali would spend about an hour and then he'd be like, right, I'm off to the pub.
Exactly, nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, you'd be there reading your book, enjoying yourself in the shade.
Island life's not for everyone, but it's fair to say we've had a blast the last 2 weeks. So
an absolute blast. So shall we get into it?
Yes, let's get into it. So now it's time for listeners' emails. And it's fair to say that after a week's hiatus, we have not one, but two emails.
I thought it was three.
No, it was only two. We must have dreamed the third one.
Okay, well, look, at least we got the emails in. Ali's a very happy camper.
Yeah, email's back working. So remember, it's packitupackitinpod@gmail.com, which actually nicely brings me on to the first email. So this is from, it's from your auntie Moira. It says, hi, Ema and Ali. I've sent a few emails and you could not have got them because I did not add pod to the address.
And do you know all the times you reiterate it, Ali?
I know. Remember, it's packitupackitinpod@gmail.com.
I'm honestly surprised it's not going through people's dreams at this point.
They should be getting it tattooed on them. That's the problem.
I doubt it.
So anyway, I've sent a few emails and you could not have got them because I did not add pod to the address. My curiosity is, how are you managing Ema with the same clothes you packed into your backpack so many months ago and doing without makeup? I'm living vicariously through your travels and photos. Central America looks fascinating, colourful and adventurous. Lucky you. See you over the summer. All my love, your Auntie Moira.
How am I managing? Not great, to be honest. I really would love to organise a bonfire for all my clothes when I get back. I feel...
easily arranged.
I feel constantly dirty in anything I wear because I've just worn them so much. Yeah. Now I have treated myself along the way to different kind of like a little bikini here and there and a little dress here and there just because I have to keep myself happy. It's very important to me. Yeah. And then makeup wise, I've actually really enjoyed not having to wear makeup.
Apart from when you took your concealer and your lippy up the volcano.
Look, I knew it'd be an early start and these bags don't lie. So I didn't even use it.
Obviously, there was nothing. Why would you use it up there?
I don't know. The gram is on top of my mind at all times. I thought, I don't want to be looking shite when I'm getting this picture. I didn't climb a mountain for 6 hours just to get up to the top and get a shite picture.
ridiculous.
I have been managing okay without the makeup, but I'm hating every item of clothes I have.
It's fair to say, Moira, that when Emma originally packed, this was before we came out, I had to unpack everything because she had packed so much stuff, so many unnecessary things, like three pairs of heels, three pairs of jeans and a load of other stuff in there. So half of it was taken off anyway. So that was a good start. But she has been doing well, not going to lie. But yeah, I think both of us, when we get back to Ireland / probably before we leave Bogota, are probably going to throw out half of our clothes, or if not most of them that we've got, because they've just been worn to shit.
You've barely any clothes left. Ali's gone around about half a backpack and I'm here carrying around everything.
Well, yeah, that's very true. But yeah, thank you very much for your email, Moira. And our second email comes from Joanne. So Joanne is someone that I used to work with in one of the pubs back in Warwick with CHP, who goes, "Hey, I have loved listening to your podcast. You two are great fun to listen to whilst I work away all day. I can confirm that Fates are still popular in my village. Thank God for that. They are only good for drinking, kids jumping around on a bouncy castle, or winning a tin of beans on the tombola."
I actually misunderstood you again. Are you referring to the parity that the villages have?
Yes, the village fate.
It's fate.
No, fate.
The only reason why I'm giving you fate is because Grace, who is also a keen listener, you know, she's an educated woman and she knows her stuff. So she said it was fate as well. But I just think maybe it's the delusion of the English there, because it's spelled,
brilliant.
It's spelled like fete. And the French word fête means party. So that would be my reasoning. And if anyone else can just back me up on fête, fate scenario, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you for the side note there. So back to the question. Here we go. So my question is, if you had to stay in any one of the towns or cities you visited forever, which would it be? Also, you'd only choose one food or drink to have forever, which would it be? I look forward to listening to the rest of your podcast. Safe travels, love, Joanne.
Oh, that's such a good question.
Great email, mainly because it backs up my point. So thank you very much, Jo.
Oh, that is so hard. So if I was to retire and have like very little work to do, I would definitely pick one of the islands. Mm-hmm. But you said it was currently, right?
Yeah, it's currently. So if you're moving there tomorrow.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to have to pick like a bit more of a city vibe. And I think I'll go with Antigua in Guatemala, because there is loads to see and do activity-wise in Guatemala. It's relatively cheap. And that city in particular felt really like buzzy, safe, great secondhand markets.
Yeah, had to walk around them. It was very good.
And there was also a really good Irish bar there.
Brilliant.
Which helped because we met a lot of people.
Yeah, very true.
So I'm going to say Antigua to live in, although a close second, and I bet it's going to be what you're going to pick, is based on the food, is Guadalajara. Because, yeah, food was banging. And if I had to pick one dish to eat for the rest of my life, it would be the torta ahuda.
Ahodaga.
And it's like a crispy bread roll stuffed with, I got veggie option because it was delicious. Loads of veg, melted cheese, and then just placed on top of a bowl of tomato, yummy soup. It sounds rotten, but it was the best thing I've eaten probably. So I'm going to go with that.
What's really annoying is that mine are quite similar, and I don't like that.
I knew it. I could see
annoying. You can see the disappointment.
I could
in my
see
face.
The disappointment in his face, thinking he had. But like, we've done the same trip, haven't we?
We have done the same trip. I just hopefully we're not morphing into the same person.
Oh Jesus! There's absolutely no danger of that.
Okay, thank God. So my place to say words. You're absolutely on the money. It would be Guadalajara. I think we only stayed there for a few days and I think there was so much more to see. And we experienced a bit of the nightlife. But I think I absolutely love Guadalajara. And then my close second would have been Antigua for pretty much the exact same reasons that you said, because those two were really good. And then food-wise for me, that sandwich is up there. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, God.
But I think it's and I'm gonna be doing be eating a lot of it when we get back to the UK, just because obviously where we live as well is just all the jerk chicken. That jerk chicken that we had when we got to Belize, to Kay Corker, was incredible. Just a massive, and well, either the massive pork chop or the chicken. But yeah, so I'm going to have to say the jerk chicken. And yeah, when we get home, so where we live in London, down near Brixton, there's a huge West Indian population. So we're just going to have to smash a load more jerk chicken.
Great.
So yeah, two great questions. Thank you very much. Remember, packitinpod@gmail.com. And yeah, we will answer many more emails next week, we hope.
So on to Emer's Eyes and Ears. And as we've been in San Andres for the past 2 weeks, this is very much focused on the island. So I'll start off by saying, islanders are very different to mainlanders in the sense that you kind of become part of the family. Everyone is so chill. Everyone's looking out for you. We had a big night out, which I'll get into with my story. But we had the whole island worried sick about us. Everyone's just like, oh, make sure you're okay. Make sure. Did you get a taxi home? The taxi man wouldn't even leave our door until we got in. But yeah, they're just different people altogether. Very chill, very family orientated. And that's what I like about it.
Good observation.
So that's my first one on islanders. Second one, which sounds a bit more negative, but it's not.
Okay, here we go.
But the average wait time for food when you're out for dinner or even just a snack is minimum 45 minutes. Like, it's, you just don't want to go in too hungry. And given the way we were, we'd kind of, not purposely, but we'd end up not eating from breakfast to dinner, and we would be starved waiting. Literally eyeing up the waitress. There's two occasions where we'd go up and be like, hey, we ordered. She's like,
can you give us the food, please?
She's like, yeah, I know he's ordered. Yeah. You know, almost shocked that we'd asked. Oh, another island note is that nobody drives in San Andres.
No, they don't, do they?
Motorbikes galore. And it's busy on the roads. There is people flying around left, right, and centre. Like, we're on a relatively small island. I'm like, where are you going? Busy, busy, booked.
It's almost a bit like Vietnam, isn't it?
Actually, 100% like Vietnam.
But they're a bit nicer. They're all tonking their horns. Not tonking? Honking their horns, aren't they? They're all tonking away.
Tonk, tonk.
They're all tonking. This isn't as bad, but it does remind me of that.
Definitely. We did get a few motorbikes home, which were gassed. Genuinely, I have some funny video content, especially of Lisa and Emma getting home with this random guy. And not a cent was given to him.
No.
He just wanted to be sound. Again, again, islanders. And finally, my story of this week. I didn't know which one to pick because there's quite a few. So I'm just going to recount our first night when the girls joined us. The girls joined us and we went to a place called Beer House, which became our local. And we noticed that the bottles of vodka there to buy were 15 quid. So that's how the night started.
And the funniest thing with that is that doesn't come with mixers. Sorry, it came with one mixer, which was one 330ml bottle of soda. And that was it.
So it just shows you. Do you think people go in, order a bottle, and then just sip on just a little dash of lemonade?
Does it come with mixers? Yeah, one. Oh, great. Okay, thanks.
Perfect. So that's how the night started. And it ended with us in this kind of salsa nightclub where we became friends with every single person on the island, dancing away, having the crack. And there was a hot man in the corner, or so Lisa thought. And we said, oh, why don't you? I was like, Lisa, here, I'll set you up with this guy. So we introduced the lovebirds. And yeah, she had just a little kiss with the guy for the night. And then the next day on the beach, we're like lying there. And we're like, wait, Lisa, is that your fella from last night? Turn out he's a hustler and a bustler, and he was selling mangoes on the beach. And we were like, oh, okay. It was kind of awkward then because Lisa was sunbathing and he came up to ask to see if she wanted a mango. And she literally was like, oh my God, I'm actually going to die.
But remember, the night before, the Instagrams were exchanged. And it turns out that he had a few other girls on the go, according to his pictures.
A great week was had with the girls. And Emma and Lisa were a great company. And that's the end of Emer's observations.
So this time, 2 weeks ago, we left you and we were in Cartagena. And we were about to do possibly one of the strangest things that we've done on our travels so far, which was Volcán Tutomu, which is essentially a mud volcano.
Yeah, it was the weirdest experience I've had on this trip. I can tell you that for sure. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be like.
No, agreed.
I brought my hiking boots again, thinking that it was a case of...
An actual volcano, right?
An actual volcano. It's literally the smallest thing I've... Like, it is tiny. You literally arrive, the bus drops you off, you get into your swimsuit, walk up about, like, what, five... I don't know, metres.
About 50 metres up.
There we go. So you walk about 50 metres up, and then you just gloop yourself into this, like, weird... I don't even know how to describe, like, tarmac kind of...
It's not tarmac. Tarmac's what roads are made of.
I know, but that feeling of, like, it's really thick and it's, like, really strong gloop. So you kind of feel like you're going to, like, it's like quicksand, like you're going to go under, but then your body somehow just floats. And then you've got these guys in there pulling you about and massaging you without asking, which I'm down for because I love a massage, but Ali was... Absolutely not.
Wasn't happy with that, no.
Ali was actually losing the head in the volcano. He was like, what? You were like, what are you doing? Because I just push you around. So it was very strange. Felt very strange.
It was just a giant mud volcano, wasn't it? You kind of go in. Its properties are very similar to that of the Dead Sea. So you float. So the Dead Sea is obviously packed full of salt, so you float. This, don't know what the hell it's full of. But yeah, you kind of jump in. You feel like you're going to sink. And then you don't. You just kind of... gloop around a little bit. It's quite hard. It is tiny. It's literally about, what, 4 meters by 4 meters?
Yeah.
Something like that. And then they fit a load of people in there. So you can't actually move around. You're shoved in like sardines. And you basically get 5 minutes in there. And then you get off. And then you go to the little lake to wash yourself.
Would you recommend it?
I'd recommend it for something to do. It's like a little day trip. Why not? Because you just go out there and you can tick it off to go, yeah, I've done something really weird.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't say it was the highlight of the trip, but it was definitely up there with the strangest experiences. So that was good. And my skin felt gorgeous after.
There you go, natural remedy.
And then after that, or on that night, we went to one of the world's best cocktail bars.
We thought we'd treat ourselves on our last night in Cartagena. So yeah, we went to Alchemico, which is, I think, in the top 10 best bars in the world.
Yeah, I think it's top 3 in South America. But it is, I can see why they got their award. Funky, sexy, 3 floors, 3 different menus, a good atmosphere. Because sometimes with cocktail bars like that, they can be a little bit on the pretentious side. Whereas this, they still had that party element to it. Amazing cocktails.
Really amazing cocktails. We did treat ourselves. But I say treat ourselves. The cocktails are only a fiver, five, six quid compared to... Other, you know, where we're from, where some of the best bars in the world charge you 15 quid a cocktail. But then we also treated ourselves because we walked past this rum and cigar bar on our first day in Cartagena, and we thought we'd have to go back there. So we went, we treated ourselves to a nice cigar, which we shared, and then a few rums as well. So really good.
Ali thought he thought he was the godfather.
Coming from you with the picture of you looking all cool.
Yeah, I suppose I can't talk.
Yeah, so we drew it ourselves that night. And then to be fair, the Sunday, it was the Liverpool game. It was Liverpool Spurs match. And this is, if you've seen our Instagram, the heavens opened. It was absolutely hammering it down. So I got up and thinking, right, I'm going to go to the pub here. It was biblical. Absolutely lashing it down.
It was kind of scary.
Just so much rain. I then put my little hat on, my Panama hat, and then my non-waterproof jacket, and then ran to the sports bar only to find out that there was no electricity in there. It was already 2-0 by the time I had turned the laptop on. And then at half time, the whole internet went.
Lights out.
But yeah, that.
We've definitely got some insight into rainy season.
Yeah. That was the end of Cartagena, wasn't it? And then we said hello to San Andres.
Exactly that. And we were ready to just relax for a couple of days in San Andres. San Andres is a gorgeous island that is, as Ali's already mentioned, Colombian territory, but it's smack center in the Caribbean Sea. Maybe about 60,000 people on the island.
The island, to be fair, is just all about CCC, beach, beach, beach. It's somewhere that Colombians come for a long weekend for a little party, but they'll go and smash an all-inclusive for a few days. Yeah. But it's very much weekend town vibes, isn't it?
100%. Not many people would have stayed 2 weeks like we did, but we were here to relax. First few days, we really just chilled out. We didn't drink, which was great, for 4 days. And we like went to the gym and had early nights. And that's exactly what we needed. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend the 2 week stint like we did, but we knew what we were getting ourselves into.
We needed to recharge for those first few days anyway, after a bit of a mad time at Cartagena. And then obviously the main reason for the island as well was the arrival of Lisa and Emma.
Yes. So when they arrived, all of that goodness changed. We had a great time with them, didn't we?
That was brilliant.
We did. We didn't do much, but we did a lot of activities at the sea. So boat parties, not boat parties, because it was just us on the boat.
Yeah, they were private. I say private boat parties as if we're rich and famous. But I mean, the prices of the boats that we were getting, the lovely little sort of just boats that was, I think, what, the 2 days, it was 100 quid between the four of us. Yeah. And you could bring your own drink on there and ice. They all had little cool boxes. So for 25 quid each to have a day tour was brilliant. So we enjoyed it so much. We did it twice, didn't we?
Absolutely. It was a great day out. Also, the sea is called the Ocean of the Seven Colors. So you might have seen some of our pictures. The water is turquoise blue. It's stunning and it's amazing to look at. You can go and get a pina colada from a boat, and there's loads of boats pulled up. Everyone's dancing. Everyone's happy. The boat trips were by far my favourite things to do on the island.
Agreed. Although a very close second has to be the day we spent at Westview. So Westview is, funnily enough, on the west side of the island. And here they have like a couple of diving boards into the sea and this great big slide as well. And it cost 1,000 pesos each. So it's pretty much just over a quid. And we stayed there all afternoon. Well, we'd rented a car out. So the four of us went, obviously drove to the other side of the island and just stayed at this place all day. And it was great fun.
You were loving the slide. Up and down, up and down. It was like a yo-yo.
It's brilliant. Whereas you guys, big, big, brave girls over here, were jumping off the diving boards.
Yeah, I love pushing myself now to do scary shit. I think that's my thing on this holiday. And I jumped off the real big one, didn't I?
You did jump off it. Well done.
I was delighted with myself. It's hard to get around the island, and we did a lot of walking up and down from our Airbnb. And when I say the heat is next level here, the sun is baiting down at you and you're like scalded. So I think, in retrospect, we could have hired transport for longer.
Agreed. The heat was unbearable, so much that it sounds like we're little princesses, but when we were in the gym, there wasn't any aircon. It was only a couple of fans, which, my God, that was very tough.
Suffocating. I don't know how anyone does it.
Yeah, it was mad.
Oh, yeah, I haven't mentioned Charlie on our boat trips.
Oh, you haven't, no.
So when we first organised our first boat trip, this guy just popped out of nowhere on the street and he was like, hey, are you looking for something? And I was like, actually, I'm looking to get my nails done, but what are you selling? And he was like, I can organize snorkeling, I can organize boat tour. And I was like, you know what? Great. The girls are going to be coming. We'll want to do it. Basically, this guy was like, he didn't own his own boat. He didn't own any of the things. So he would just wait for us to reserve with him. And then we later found out he's a bit of a con artist, because he'd be moving us around from boat to boat, promising the world. And to be fair, he did deliver, but it wasn't very easy going, was it?
No, it wasn't. But you know, good on him. He's a hustler. He's a hustler, baby.
He was texting me every day being like, can I attend to you today? I stay pending. And I'm like, I don't know. What is going on here?
Something we actually did last night as well, which was a surprise for us from one of our avid listeners. So Charlie and Hannah Otterwell. Charlie had emailed me to say, basically, at the Pack It Up, Pack It In pod at gmail.com. So it does work. essentially saying that he was enjoying the podcast so much, he wanted to do something for us. Now, I got a very ominous email, and he'd said that he'd sorted a surprise for Sunday, which was yesterday. And there were a couple of emails, wouldn't tell us what it was. I actually gave him the contact number for our Airbnb host, who we will talk about very shortly. And he got in contact with her, and everything was arranged for yesterday. So we had no idea what was going on. We didn't know where we were going. We thought it could be parasailing, thought it could be on a boat trip, thought it could be... We didn't know. And 5 minutes before the taxi picked us up, we then get an email to say that we were off to the Rasta farm. So we were off to this little eco farm that was owned by Richie the Rasta, or Rasta Man Richie. And you know what? It was a very good surprise. Very, very good surprise.
Very strange encounter, because we were the only ones there. So it was like kind of like a private tour around his little farm, and he just showed us loads of different plants, and he was like, this cures throat cancer, this cures indigestion, you know. It was he's into his herbal remedies,
yeah.
And he was into his herbs
in general.
And then he cooked us a 3-course meal. Mm-hmm. He put on some cool lights, some kind of trippy lights, made us some cocktails, and then we had a nice little sit down chat with him. He was giving me his Instagram, as in his password.
You've got a job, haven't you?
I've got a job sorted now. I'm going to be doing Rastaman Richie's Instagram. So stay tuned.
It was a brilliant surprise. So we had a great night. So thank you very much for that one. But talking about nightlife, we haven't talked about nightlife yet. And tell you what, the nightlife on the island. So when we first got to the island on the Monday, we'd ditched our bags and we'd walked around, and we had this kind of shit, why are we here for 2 weeks moment, because yeah, it was dead. But thankfully, it got obviously a lot busier. We then realised that San Andres was the kind of weekend kind of spot. And yeah, the nightlife was great. We've already talked about that first night. The second night, we went back to Pier Station and got lit again. And then we went to a couple of other clubs as well during the week. For some good nightlife. The girls were shifting. We went to the beach as well on the night. So a lot of people here as well, once the club's kind of finish, we'll just go to an offie and buy a bottle of Aguardiente, which is disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
And they'll start chilling out on the beach. So we did partake.
It makes Sambuca look better, look good. Honestly, it's the worst shot I've ever had in my life. But I don't think it's normal that people go to the beach. We basically had accumulated, like, all of us were talking to different people at different times. And by the end of the night, literally, we knew the whole bar. So we all were like, let's just go to the beach. So there was 30 of us on the beach, blare music. Bear in mind, barely anyone speaks English. So we're like on the Google Translate, dancing. It's just a vibe here. It's a whole vibe. And everyone is so friendly, including our gorgeous Colombian family. Well, San Andreas family. So when we got to the Airbnb, me and Ali booked into a little hotel in the center for the first few days because the girls hadn't arrived. And when we did, the day before they arrived, we realized, we need to clean some clothes. So we asked our Airbnb host, would it be possible if she could do the clothes and we would pay her? And she was like, yeah, you can drop your bags down, like, no problem. And we were like, that's weird, because we're not due to check in until 2 days. So we went down. She'd made us a lemonade. She invited us into her house, like, introduced us to her husband. She's the most lovely woman in the world. And they became our close family.
Yeah, they did. She was Opal was her name. She's absolutely brilliant. Opie is her nickname. But they're absolutely wonderful. She was at our beck and call. And what she wants to do with the Airbnb is she wants to be kind of part of the experience as well. Kind of show you a good time. And they very much embraced us into their family. We had a night with them. What we found in Colombia and Central America is that people get lit, but they also have, they don't really care about music. They'll just play music till whatever time in the morning, but yeah, they'll have almost little gatherings of the house, like, outside. So they'll have a load of picnic chairs and what have you in a kind of courtyard. So one night we had Emma cooked some food and we had some drinks with Opie and her, who speaks English. She weirdly, back in one of her jobs, she lived on the Orkney Islands, which, for anyone that doesn't know, they are, it's a little island off the very top of Scotland. So it was so bizarre that she was even there, which was another conversation starter. So she could speak a bit of English. She sort of travelled around. She then cooked us a barbecue as well, which we had a lovely night. We kind of got lit to the tip with her there.
Well, and we were like chopping her up with Prosecco. I don't think she'd had Prosecco before and it was going down smoothly. So she had a great night. We had a great night.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was so, so good.
But then we also on our last night, on the girls' last night, we went to a lovely restaurant, we had lovely food, but the night before we'd had the barbecue and we were talking about dancing and they said, we'll go and book a table in a club. And we thought on the Saturday, it would all be forgotten because, you know, a fair few drinks were taken. But after our dinner, they texted us to say, we're on our way to this club.
Oh, it was so cute.
So we met them in the club and we had a little table and it was just, it was just brilliant, wasn't it?
The club was unreal. And at the start, it was a little bit awkward because it was so loud. And based on the fact that, like, we all can't really talk to each other, it's all Google Translate. There was a lot of just dancing. But then this unreal rap group came out. They came in like they were, like, DJ Khaled. Like, they rocked in, sunglasses on. And it was a great night. Loved that. Loved that place.
It was really nice, but they were absolutely wonderful and very much made us feel part of their family, but also San Andreas in general. So we had such a lovely time with them.
Do you remember actually on the first night? So this is the first night when we all got a little bit too drunk and too excited. And Ali had turned to me apparently and was like, right, we need to go. I'm like, ready to go. So we left with the two sets of keys and the girls outside and we're like, We left the club and we shouldn't have. We should have really checked in that the girls were safe. They'd just arrived. And we got a taxi back. And then the next morning we were like, oh my God, what happened? Like, what was the story last night? And I was like, I have this really vague recollection of seeing our Airbnb house. I was like, I think she might have been in the house. And Ali was like, yeah, that's ringing a bell. And the girl's like, no, that wouldn't have happened. There's no way. She wouldn't, because you didn't get until 3. Like, you wouldn't have seen her. And then the next morning, we bumped in, our heads kind of hanging in shame. And she was like, oh, I was so worried about you guys last night. So she stayed up until we got home, because she was like a worried mother, like that we wouldn't know how to get home, which, to be fair, was kind of true. And she said that I was like swaying from side to side and Ali was like, help me in. The taxi man wouldn't leave us until we got in. But the funny thing is, the girls arrived in like an hour later. We had the sets of keys. So Lisa had to climb over the gate. They were shouting at Ali. He was asleep on the couch and thankfully had the door open. Lisa had to come in, basically rob Ali, pat Ali down to get his keys, open the door. They get in and then the dog escapes and runs out. And Emma spends like an hour trying to get the dog back into the Airbnb. I'm honestly surprised that Lisa and Emma didn't hate us the next day, because that was bad.
It was bad. But it was quite funny seeing Opal again. And it then rejigged our memories, obviously, as to, oh shit, yeah, we did see you last night. But yeah, bless her. She was just worried about us because it was our first night and that's what she was kind of worried about. But yeah, in general, we've had the best time on this island. I think it's been such a good holiday within a holiday. And we're actually getting a flight in a few hours back to the mainland. As always, we stayed in two places. The first one was the WH Hotel. So we were there for 3 days before the girls got here. What do you think?
It was good. It did the job. It was central. It was a bit small, but it was grand. It was a bit claustrophobic. No, it was grand. I would give it a solid 8 out of 10.
Okay, 8 out of 10 is good. I wouldn't have said small. It was a big room. We've stayed in smaller rooms, much smaller rooms.
I think it was the bed. It was so soft that it like suffocated you. Like you kind of, again, like the quicksand. So it felt small and claustrophobic for that reason. Okay. But still, fine. 8 out of 10.
And then Opal's Airbnb for 10 nights.
100 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Obviously, she is a great host, hostess with the mostess. And we would highly recommend this Airbnb and San Andres. So if you've any questions about the island or about where to stay or how to get there, hit us up. Pack it up, pack it in. Pod on Insta.
So, local hero, here we come.
Here he is.
Here he is. So, this week, obviously, we've just been island. This 2 weeks have been island life. So, food-wise, where we start off is with the fish. Now, same as Central America, a lot of the food is like fried fish and some rice. And here is no different. So, we've had a lot of fish, which has been great. So, for example, even last night at the Rasta Ritchie, he cooked some lovely fish. When we were over at the other side of the island for Westview, it was a gorgeous bit of fish that we had there. However, there are two places that were unbelievable. So the first one was called Capitan Mandy. So when it was the first day that we arrived here, and we went there for a little bit of a late lunch, and I had this beautiful penne pasta with prawns, and it was covered in butter and garlic. It was absolutely delicious.
That was yum. That wouldn't have been my number one.
Well, maybe not. And then the other one was La Regatta that we went to the other night, which was a beautiful restaurant. A lot better than we kind of thought it was going to be. We thought it was actually going to be like a reggae bar, but actually we got in, we dressed up very nice for it, and it was a very nice restaurant.
Beautiful place.
And to be fair, Lisa's three lobster tails were absolutely delicious. I stole her meal, basically.
Yeah, you literally ate all her food. My favourite was the starter, which was like a prawn gratin. And it had like creamy sauce on it and a bit of cheese. Oh, I could have had that as my main.
Did you? Oh, it should have been. Oh, could have had it as your main. Obviously, a notable mention.
Why is my mouth watering and it's 8 a.m. over a prawn gratin?
God knows. An honourable mention obviously has to go to Opal's Barbecue, because that was delicious. We had chicken, we had pork cutlets, we had steak. But I have to admit, fresh fish here was brilliant. And La Regatta and Capitan Mandy, get that.
Boom, boom.
Drinks-wise, we have had a lot of drinks here, which has been great. As we said earlier on, the anti-local hero is the Aguardiente, because it tastes like ass, basically. So that's not great. Coco Loco, a drink which has got rum, it's got brandy, it's got vodka, almost like a Long Island iced tea, but it's not. It's kind of got cranberry juice in there. That supposedly was a drink that is that was founded on the island. And to be honest, it can stay on the island because it wasn't that delicious, was it? You girls had one, I didn't.
It was toxic. It was rocket fuel. If you really want to have a good time, yeah, get one of those into you. But no, rotten.
Yeah, but there's only one place that we can go. And it was the pina coladas when we were in the sea. Oh. They were, I think, just the memory of it. And just, it wasn't just that we were just on the beach. It was you were out in the sea where the depth of the water is kind of just waist high. And it was absolutely incredible to have those.
That
so
was
that was good. And the phrase of the week, there has been a lot of Spanish being thrown around here and there, which obviously we haven't really understood. However,
bit of Spanish in Ali's DMs, tell you that for free.
Oh, yeah. I got flirted on. Which was great, and slipped into my DMs as well. Good on her. But the phrase, it's not Spanish, but it's when we were with Rasta Ritchie last night, and I haven't heard this phrase before, but it's the bushman. And the bushman is apparently someone who like loves plants and the herbs, which he did. So his actual place was called Bushman Place. But as I say, it's been very much a local hero this week, which has been lovely. So that brings us to the end of episode 16.
Oh my God. And also, there's only going to be 3 or 4 episodes to go. We are coming close to the end of our trip. I can't believe it. What a time we've had. But we may continue it. We may continue it. I might continue with a podcast interviewing other people that are on their travels.
Well, we're not at the end of it just yet. We're not at the end of it just yet. We're at the end of our time on the island. As we've mentioned, we have a flight to catch in a couple of hours from San Andres Island, and we are going flying to Barranquilla, which is hometown of Shakira. So we may spot her.
Shakira.
But in the next week, we're actually going up to Santa Marta for 3 days. And then from there, we're then moving to Minca, which is a little village town type thing. It's known for coffees, it's ecotourism, it's, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Waterfalls.
The waterfalls as well. But hopefully, and more importantly, from the pictures I've seen on one of the hostels we're staying at, we might be able to finally see some bloody toucans.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Well, maybe. But yeah, hopefully a lot to look forward to. So, as always, follow, like, share what we do. It's great. Interact with us on Instagram, why not? And also drop us an email on packitinpod@gmail.com.
Yes, and stay tuned. We will be posting.
We will be. Adios, amigos.